In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, good morning, church, and happy Monday. This is Kevin, and sorry for the delay in getting this episode out. My dates got a little bit away from me, and I just missed my recording deadline, so my apologies on that. But nonetheless, we have made it. It is Monday, and we are here for yet another week of Common Prayer together. So appreciate you all being with us, listening along, praying along. I know for me, it has been such a great source of solace to know that others are joining with me as we do these prayers together. I want to invite you to share this with others. If it's been beneficial for you, we hope that it's beneficial for others. And so share the link, share the podcast. We would love to grow our community. And then one other bit, we are working hard on our Advent scripture reading plan that should come out soonish. I'll do something a little bit different than kind of what we've been doing. Not too different, but working on that. So be sure to check the website as well. Hard to believe we're even talking Christmas so soon, but it is here. And that's crazy. So with that, I am excited to jump into today with you all. And so let's begin, as we do, with our moment of silence. And honestly, Mondays need silence. Mondays need a little bit of stillness. And so I invite you to step into that. And I think a breath prayer would be a really, really good way to just center yourself. And so I invite you to maybe use that as a tool to help slow your mind down today. So with that, let's go ahead and do that. Let's spend another minute in the quiet. Our scripture reading for today comes from Isaiah chapter 29, verses 13 through 16. The Lord says, "These people come near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Their worship of me is based on merely human rules that they have been taught. Therefore, once more, I will astound these people with wonder upon wonder. The wisdom of the wise will perish. The intelligence of the intelligent will vanish. Woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord, who do their work in darkness and think, 'Who sees us? Who will know?' You turn things upside down as if the potter were thought to be the clay. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, 'You did not make me'? Can the pot say to the potter, 'You know nothing'?" I mean, what a scathing critique of Israel laid out here by the prophet of Isaiah. I mean, what he seems to be attacking kind of right at the forefront is, you know, this concern that that Israel's faith had become this sort of mechanical religion. It had been reduced to a series of religious performances that really had no heart in the matter. Or even if it was a heart, it was turned inward, right? They're trying to hide their plans and work beneath the surface. But you know, you have to remember that, you know, in the biblical imagination, the heart was really kind of what we would call the brain. It's the center of the human. It's everything that revolves, or the way they organize their life would stem from, in their imagination, the heart. And so it's the people of Israel that had grown kind of exceptionally dull. They've shifted their heart away from the things of God. They had, you know, again, it says right at the beginning, they honor God with their mouth and honor them with their lips, but their hearts, the very center of who they are, is far from them. And so you know, the prophet Isaiah just comes strongly and says, "How can that be?" He says, you've churned your heart, the very center of who you are, away. You're using all of life for your own benefit and your own agenda. It says, woe to those who go to great depths to hide their plans from the Lord. Who do their work in darkness and think, who sees us, who will know? It's the prophet saying, how have you lost sight of the story that this thing is about me, about God? And yet so many of us just race through our days running from one thing to the next, and our hearts are far from God, and we've reduced our relationship to mere sentimentality, to religious performance. It's very difficult for us to overcome this. Because, again, we get so caught up in performing for God, doing the things, going through the motions. But it's silly. It's what, you know, the prophet would say. It's like the pot claiming to tell the clay what to do. I'm sorry, the potter. And so it's this idea that we as the created thing can somehow make this thing about us and not about our creator. And so the prophet says, how can the pot say to the potter, you know nothing? It's like we believe we understand what's right for us. And the very creator, God himself, is calling us back to himself. See, he's drawing us out. He's critiquing the way in which we have mechanized religion into this just rote practice of legalism. And he says, your heart is far from me. I think maybe the scariest part about this is that you can, in fact, claim with your words to know God. You can, in fact, declare all the right things, proclaim that you love him, but yet still be off base. And that is challenging because, again, for most of us, our days are filled with words. We're filled with noise. We're used to talking and professing all these sorts of things, and in the same breath, living completely contrary to that. And the prophet will have none of it. Isaiah says, you will have none of it. God looks and he says, your hearts are far from me. So all I want to do today is I want us to slow down long enough to look to see where we are at in this. I want that critique of the prophet to ring in our ears and in our hearts today, and really in our prayers this morning. And I want us to just deeply consider this, that the people come near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. And I want us to take an honest look at that. So I invite you to slow down. Bring yourself to the moment. Bring yourself to a sense of quiet with just you and the Holy Spirit together before God. And as you sit in the presence of the Holy Spirit, I invite you to allow the Spirit in with a simple prayer that just says, Spirit, I am here, and so are you. Invite you to use those words of the familiar psalm, search me, O God, and know my heart. Invite the Spirit to search your heart right now. And now, as you are vulnerable and open before the Spirit, I want you to listen to these words again from the prophet and examine your own heart. Isaiah says, these people come near to me with their mouths and honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. Ask the Holy Spirit to highlight how far your heart is from God. Have you reduced this walking with Jesus to some sort of mechanical religious performance? And if so, I invite you to repent. Repent of the ways that you have lost sight of the narrative, lost sight of the story. Repent of the ways that God is trying to call your heart to Him, and we have refused. And after repenting that, I invite you just to pray this prayer with me that just says, "Thank you, Lord, for your relentless pursuit of me when I fall into mechanical religion. Open my heart to the great riches that are waiting for me through living in vital fellowship with my living and loving Lord." May that be our prayer today as we try to recenter, re-engage our hearts back into the Creator of the world. Amen. Amen.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.